This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. The headlines. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha today. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, pays tribute to the armed forces by adorning the armed forces flag and making a generous personal contribution to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund. The Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, S. Krishnan, reaffirms the Government of India's commitment to support Nagaland in strengthening its IT infrastructure, and in the ongoing 26th Hornbill Festival, the cultural connect of Day 7th enthralls visitors with a spectacular showcase of the rich cultural diversity and spirit of harmony among the 8 northeastern states. The news in details. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha today. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He added it was decided in the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla that discussion on Vande Mataram will be conducted today and debate on electoral reforms on the 9th of December. On the occasion of Armed Forces Flag Day yesterday, Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, paid tribute to the armed forces by adorning the armed forces flag and making a generous personal contribution to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund. The Arunachal Pradesh Rajya Sabha Signing Board, led by its Director cum Secretary Air Commodore R.D. Musabi, retired as part of the Armed Forces Flag Day celebration, collected the contribution for the fund at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. The Governor said that Armed Forces Flag Day serves as a powerful reminder of every citizen's duty to stand with the men and women who safeguard the nation's sovereignty. He said that contributions to the AFFDF directly support the rehabilitation of battle casualties as well as the welfare of serving personnel, ex-servicemen and families in distress. The Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, S. Krishnan, has reaffirmed the Government of India's commitment to support Nagaland in strengthening its IT infrastructure and advancing the next generation of strategic technology initiatives proposed by the state. He stated this during a meeting with the Advisor for Information Technology and Communication, Economics and Statistics and Evaluation, H. Sethrongkyo Sangtam, in Kohima yesterday. During the interaction, Advisor Sethrongkyo briefed the Secretary on several flagship technological initiatives envisioned by the state government to build a robust and future-ready digital governance ecosystem. In the ongoing 26th Hornbill Festival, the cultural connect of Day 7 enthralled visitors with a spectacular showcase of the rich cultural diversity and spirit of harmony among the 8 northeastern states. The event was held yesterday at the Unity Plaza, Naga Heritage Village, Kisama, Kohima. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister for Home and Border Affairs, Yanthungo Patton, graced the program as the host, while Kekrail Holi, Home Advisor for School Education and SCERT, served as the co-host. S. Krishnan, Secretary of Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, attended as a special guest along with other dignitaries. As part of the 3-day extension of the Hornbill Festival, the Hornbill Bamboo Carnival was inaugurated yesterday at the Bamboo Amphitheatre, Nagaland Bamboo Research Centre, NBRC, Sovima. The event is organized by the Nagaland Bamboo Development Agency. Speaking as the special guest, NBDA Chairman Nuzoto Soro highlighted the agency's 2-decade journey, acknowledging the pioneers and leaders who contributed to make the vision of bamboo-based development in Nagaland a reality. He outlined several key achievements of the agency, wherein NBDA has implemented extensive commercial bamboo plantations under the National Bamboo Mission and National Mission on Bamboo Applications. To date, 45,621 hectares have been covered under bamboo plantations and 1,506 hectares under block plantations. In Arunachal Pradesh, Chum Darang, renowned actor, has formally joined East Siang District's Project Muskan as a child safety ambassador. This marks a significant step in strengthening East Siang District's commitment to child protection and community awareness. Launched on 11th November 2025 by East Siang District Police, Project Muskan is a dedicated child safety initiative aimed at empowering school children through sensitization on good touch, bad touch provisions of the POXO and JJ Acts, bullying prevention and online and cyber safety. Trained police personnel conduct weekly school visits and spread awareness. Police complaint boxes have also been installed in schools to ensure a confidential and accessible channel for students to seek help. In line with directives from the Department of Financial Services, Ministry of Finance, Government of India, the lead bank office of SBI, in collaboration with Reserve Bank of India, RBI, Imphal organized a district-level awareness and assistance camp on Depositor Education and Awareness, DEA, Fund Cum Field-Level Financial Literacy Event at Makan Center Community Hall on 5th December 2025. The event was organized to raise public awareness on unclaimed deposits funds lying with the banks, insurance companies, and promote financial inclusion and literacy. More than 200 participants, including self-help group members from five villages of Makan Kulen, Makan Kuman, Makan Center, Makan Lowa Dizingo, and New Makan, attended the program. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in parts of Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Vidarbha today. Places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are expected to experience thunderstorms and lightning. The weather agency further predicted dense fog conditions at isolated pockets over Assam, Meghalaya, Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Odisha till the 11th of this month. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang urged the Naga people to move toward unity, warning that increasing divisions and fragmentation have become major obstacles to the state progress. Speaking at the Advent Christmas Divisional Service held at Unity Plaza in Kisama yesterday, he said, "Numerous groups and organizations, both overground and underground, have hindered development and pushed Nagaland toward a potentially irreparable situation marked by instability and lawlessness." Reflecting on the Christmas message, Mr. Zeliang said, "The nativity story illustrates how people from diverse backgrounds can be united by a shared hope." He praised the Nagaland Joint Christian Forum for bringing various Christian denominations together and encouraged extending the spirit of unity beyond the church into all aspects of the society. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the state government will make coordinated efforts to develop the infrastructure required to set up a golf course in the state. He said this while inaugurating the India Golf Festival organized by the Golf Federation of India with the support of Border Security Force. He stated that establishing a golf course would boost economy, ecotourism in Tripura and also create employment opportunities for the youth. At the event, BSF Tripura Frontier Inspector General Alok Kumar Chakravarti, Golf Federation of India General Secretary Aryavir Arya and others delivered speeches. It may be mentioned that the GFI 2025 Tour Tripura Open Tournament was held at the BSF Tripura's Frontiers Golf Course premises in Shal Bagan. And before we end, the headlines once again. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha today. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, pays tribute to the armed forces by adorning the armed forces flag and making a generous personal contribution to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund. The Secretary of Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, S. Krishnan, reaffirms the Government of India's commitment to support Nagaland in strengthening its IT infrastructure and in the ongoing 26th Hornbill Festival, the cultural connect of Day 7 enthralls visitors with a spectacular showcase of the rich cultural diversity and spirit of harmony among the 8 northeastern states. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.